the show. We're here for you. You can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 800-259-9231. Join us online.
And check out the live streaming.
That's
you
right.
You can pick up the broadband stream, or we have the dial-up stream, whatever you like. Whatever kind of computer we have a live stream for you. It doesn't matter whether you're listening to the show in some market on a radio station and you want to get it in your where you are, but we're not on the radio. Well, first, call the program directors of your local radio station and ask them to play Free Talk Live.
Yes.
And
help. That is a huge help for Free Talk Live.
Until they adopt the show, you can listen at the live stream on either the broadband or the dial-up
stream. At freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or join them, check them out online at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and from time to time we'll read your emails on the air. This one came from Rex Curry, attorney at law. He's a libertarian attorney from here in the Tampa Bay area, and he's got a very interesting website where he highlights some lesser-known factoids, I guess you could say, about American history. One of them in particular he's highlighting today because apparently the 14th of June is known as Flag Day.
It is. June 14th is Flag Day.
Apparently Rex has sent this particular email that he sent to us to teachers, students, school boards, and schools all over the United States.
Aren't they all out?
Aren't they all? Oh, good point. Probably most of them are.
Probably the high schools are.
No, but I would think the emails are still working.
Yeah,
I guess.
Some schools have calendar.
That's true. Number one, he says, Flag Day is a good day to remove the flag from schools.
Why would he want to remove the flag from schools?
He says, number one, the original Pledge of Allegiance to the United States flag used a straight-arm salute, and it was the source of the salute of the monstrous National Socialist German Workers' Party.
This is a little bit of a stretch, is jumping from the Flag Day, to the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, there's a jump in logic there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the flag was, you know, made by Betsy Ross and
right.
At the time of the birth of our nation, and is a great banner of our nation.
Sure.
Now, certainly the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, which is about 100 years old and was created by a Nazi.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
It's a little weird, you know, pledging allegiance to the state when in fact the state is here for to service us, as opposed to us being allied with it, you know, to it, and you know, mindless little automatons.
Let me read points 2 and 3.
Okay, go
quick,
ahead.
And then I'll get into responding to what you're saying here, because I see where you're coming from. Number two, the pledge began with a military salute that then extended outward toward the flag. Due to the way that Francis Bellamy, who was the pledge's creator, used the gestures, the military salute led to the Nazi salute. So yes, our original salute to the flag was actually co-opted by the German Nazi Party. Number three, Bellamy was a self-proclaimed socialist in the nationalism movement, and his dogma influenced socialists in Germany, and his pledge was the origin of their salute. Many people forget that Nazi means National Socialist German Workers' Party, and then he explains that the swastika is actually a symbol for socialism, as a matter of fact. But his point is that the pledge isn't what you thought it was. It wasn't quite what it was explained as. Or actually, I don't know if it was ever really explained to most kids when they were growing up. It was just, this is what you do when
this
school starts in the morning.
Yeah.
Here's the flag, and you pledge allegiance to it. You put your hand over your heart, which was changed, because it was originally, again, the Nazi salute. And then after the Nazis co-opted it, then we changed it to hand over the heart. And so I don't know if Mr. Curry is necessarily as much against the flag as he is the Pledge of Allegiance, but he's just taking the opportunity on Flag Day to point out what is commonly probably most associated with the flag. I mean, when you look at the flag, I would think a lot of people immediately think, oh, that I should pledge allegiance now. There's the flag. Instead of, oh, that represents the 50 states and the blood that was shed by the revolutionaries, blah, 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 blah. Isn't that what the red signifies in there?
I believe so.
I think so. And then there's like the 50 states, and then the 13 original colonies, I think, are the white stripes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
sure. No, it's 13. All the stripes are 13 original.
13 stripes, okay.
Yeah.
And then what does the white stand for?
The virginal chastity of the women of the revolution?
Nuh-uh. I don't believe that for a second. But so I don't even think most people know very much about the flag beyond the fact.
Apparently,
that
I don't.
Yeah, beyond the fact that Betsy Ross, as you pointed out, made the original 13 colony version way, way back when. And so I'm fine with the flag. I'm fine with what it represents. You know, it represents the Union. It represents what some of the original ideas behind the country. But unfortunately, Francis Bellamy sort of ruined the whole party for the flag in the late 1800s when he came up with the Pledge of Allegiance, which, as you said, was indeed designed to brainwash kids into just kind of this mindless worship, mindless respect for the huge, all-empowering, all-empowerful state.
Now, I love America. It's the state that I'm not so fond of. Now,
right.
And I think the flag is a great symbol, and I don't really have any problem with Flag Day. I mean, it's not like it's a national holiday. I don't think banks take off on Flag Day.
No.
You know, it's really just
it's one of those days that's on the calendar.
It's just a name.
Right.
Like Arbor Day.
Sure.
So I don't have a big problem. I can understand why Mr. Curry, who is on his own personal crusade against the...
He calls himself a phlegologist.
A phlegologist. Maybe he's a plagiarist.
Yeah, maybe so.
A plagiarotractor? I don't know. He's on his personal crusade, which is, you know, it's a fine crusade.
Right.
I think that there's issues that...
I think it's a shocking issue for a lot of people.
Is.
What? The Pledge of Allegiance is a socialist propaganda? Socialist brainwashing technique? Because that's absolutely, without a doubt, exactly the purpose of the pledge.
Well, I'd have to
turn the kids into good little citizens.
I'd have to say the most shocking thing is Rex Curry's photograph of the young, what it looks like, 6-7-year-old.
Ooh, yeah.
Pledging allegiance to the flag with their arms straight out.
Multiple photographs of it.
Yes, and that is very disturbing to see the old pictures of the kids pledging the flags with their arms out in like a Nazi salute.
Yeah.
And
you can go see those at his website. I think it's rexcurry.net, I believe.
Okay. Well,
and they are stunning.
Anyway, that's
because it really did happen, and nobody knows about this. In fact, he goes on in the email. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he goes on to say that he just kind of tripped over this. He was doing some legal research involving litigation about the pledge, and while he was doing that research is when he came across these photographs.
Hmm.
And he came across the actual origins of the pledge.
Well,
I mean, this guy, Francis Bellamy, was a rabid socialist. His Francis Bellamy's cousin was a well-known socialist author back in the late 1800s, and they were both constantly promoting one another. He was constantly out pushing his cousin's socialist propaganda book that he wrote, and I think on the other side his cousin was pushing the pledge, and he got exactly what he wanted. Francis Bellamy was a success. He created the pledge, and then he managed to get all of the classrooms in America to adopt it.
Well, in the
brilliant job.
In the 50s, it was altered to add under God
right.
into the pledge. Which,
and now that's the issue. Now that's the hot issue. You've got, the Michael Newdow case a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it went to the Supreme Court, but I know it was in California, where he was saying, we need to take this out of the pledge.
Right.
This under God thing. And... Well, if you're going to have a pledge, he's sort of right about that issue, but that's not the real issue. The issue is the pledge itself. That's, of course, just another example that people don't ask the right questions in America.
Well, I think that the problem really stems from state schools, because you have to say the pledge in a state school. I mean, if you felt very strongly about this issue, which I don't, I don't think that the pledge is a bad thing. I don't think that the flag itself is a bad thing. I don't think any of these things are bad, particularly. But if it was an issue for you, then you would be able to choose between a school that did or didn't have it. And that's really the problem. The problem is state-sponsored schools. And our federal government, ever since they got involved in schools, our test scores have just gone down and down.
Which explains why the schools promote the pledge, because, again, it just kind of brainwashes the kids even more, which is what their point is, to create just dumb, ignorant kids that graduate and then go get a job somewhere, never think about the government, never question authority, never question what they're told. Who ever thought to question the pledge itself? You should. Because it's another lie. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We got calls rolling in, and we'll take them coming up.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Show about your calls, and I got to admit, I spaced a little bit. We had Mike hanging so patiently. And I just had to get to that flag thing and totally... Mike, I forgot about you, man. You're on from San Antonio.
Yeah, I thought you forgot me.
On Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hey, have I got a bone to pick with the two of you?
Great. Pick away.
I put 15 years as an employee, as an officer of Amtrak.
Uh-huh.
Great.
And you got it all wrong, I'll tell you right now.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about business that should go out of business. Now, I agree with you there. I agree. Uh-huh. Then the airline should go out of business as well because they're being subsidized completely.
Absolutely.
By billions
Absolutely.
Of dollars.
Right.
I agree with you.
Amtrak is just asking for a few. We don't get anything. Because...
Wait a minute.
I am retired. I'm not working for them anymore.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sticking up for them because I've had to all my life. I'm a railroad man. I've been a railroad man for 53 years.
So you're making an excuse that they're only asking for a few billion dollars.
Oh, wait. Hold it a minute. Let's go back to the beginning, how it was made.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we wanted to know.
A passenger train as well as a passenger airplane will never make a profit.
Don't believe it for a second. If you let the market take care of it and people are demanding that service, then they absolutely will make profit.
Okay, but this is not Europe yet. Not yet. Now, I agree with you there. Okay, I agree. The Northeast Corridor is making money. The Northeast Corridor. But, of course, trains running down here when they got competition from airlines that are subsidized up to their hill.
We are not talking about subsidies on this show, Mike. We are advocating government get out of subsidizing business, period.
Good. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
What are we arguing about that?
Ever go to the welfare line with your hat in your hand and ask for a log of cheese?
No, I'm with you. I'm not... arguing that. I want the government out of my nose everywhere.
What are we arguing about then? I just don't understand.
Okay, then the airlines are going to go out of business, the truckers are going to go out of business because the highways are absolutely subsidized. Let's be fair about it. If we're going to give money to the railroads, are doing a fabulous job as a profit-making corporation. But passenger trains will never be profitable as well as passenger airlines. Will never.
Okay,
so what do we do?
So am I supposed to feel sorry for them?
No. I don't feel sorry at all.
Well,
let's be fair about it. Don't be picking on just the railroad.
Oh, no. We weren't trying to just pick on the railroads. I believe we mentioned earlier that, in fact, that we did not agree that the, railroads, President Bush was giving funds to... ports and airlines and all that stuff. And we don't think it should go to anything.
Yeah, government doesn't belong in subsidizing any business, whether it be Chrysler, Amtrak, the airlines, period. They should be able to rise and fall based on consumer demand in the market.
I agree. Totally. I agree with you.
But you think that they should get a bailout.
Now wait. If you want it, if they want the passenger train. Now wait a minute.
Who's they? What are you talking about?
Of course, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
But if I lived most of my life in New York City,
where
commuter railroads are the only way people can go to work. But wait, listen to me a minute. Just a second.
I agree. We're listening.
Okay. If the passenger paid what it costs to run those trains, he couldn't afford it.
Then they should go out of business. I don't feel sorry for them.
When you say nobody can, it's okay to tax all the people in order to run these trains that not all the people use.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not fair.
I agree. I come off a railroad from the New York area. We used our equipment. You won't believe it. 4 hours a day. We had thousands of cars that cost $1 million apiece sitting in the yard. We used them 4 hours a day.
Why only 4 hours a day?
Because the rush hour in the morning and the rush hour at night to take people back. We took 50,000 people in and 50,000 people out every day.
I'm surprised it's so little.
But during that rush hour, that's all. But the equipment and the employees just sat around, did nothing. Because I was an engineer. I was a locomotive engineer. I've been through this. I sat there and did nothing all day long.
Mike, I believe in the passenger rail companies. I think that they can come up with a way to make it profitable as long as they're just pulled away, and they're going to go kicking and screaming, pulled away from the government teat. And the same way I believe that the passenger airlines are going to also make it.
And let's not forget that
the demand's there.
Let's not forget that there's a lot of regulation, and there are a lot of regulations that need to be repealed. The FAA strangles the airlines, and I'm sure there's some strangling regulations on the rails as well. If we could get rid of those regulations.
We got the Federal Railroad Administration that's completely out of its wackiness.
There you go. Okay, so Mike, here's the solution. We get rid of all subsidies. We also get rid of the Federal Railroad Administration. We get rid of the Federal Aviation Administration.
Amen.
That way all of these companies don't have to pay all these crazy taxes because your airline tickets are about 50% tax.
Amen.
And
I
so
agree.
There's our answer. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Now give us a call some other time. It looks like you're listening on 101.5 in San Antonio. I guess he's gone. Thanks, Mike. It was my bad. I said thanks for the call. So that's See you later. Now we actually have somebody else in Texas. It's Texas night on Free Talk Live. I believe it is pronounced Geta.
Geta is my name. Thank you. And actually, there are some introductions in order because you just got picked up by a whole micro radio broadcast network here. You're now being held in about 6 or 7, 8 Texas cities, and there's several thousand new listeners listening, so the press is on.
I want
you guys to introduce yourself.
Wait a minute. Who do we owe for this, Geta? Is this your doing?
It's actually the Radio Free Austin Network.
Well, now, is this because they carry GCN, or is this because they carry Free Talk Live?
They carry liberty-loving shows that are of interest to the Patriot, the Patriot community, and shows that aren't racist. And we're just going through, we're trying new things out.
And
one of my questions I want to ask you, but before I do that, ask the second question. I want to ask, could you guys introduce yourselves? A whole lot of new listeners, and we've never heard you. We don't even know. I just heard that you were in Florida. I didn't even know where you're at. So can you give us a thumbnail sketch of who you are?
As far as introductions go, Free Talk Live, the show, is about the listener as opposed to the hosts. The hosts are Ian and myself, Manwich.
And we have some. We have third hosts that come in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're six. Are you guys going to be carrying all six shows? Because we do Monday through Saturday.
I have no affiliation other than I listen to them, and they carry my show. I do a little local little L libertarian show here. I'm not a big L libertarian, and I'll ask you another question about that in a minute.
How do we get in touch with whoever is responsible for this? Because we want to
go to radiofreeaustin.org.
Radiofreeaustin.org.
Yeah, but okay. I don't really know any of those guys. They just like good programs, and you guys are being carried. So I'm really excited because I like what you guys have said so far.
Well, we're excited, too, because we want to get this message out as far and as wide as possible, bring the message of liberty, freedom, and responsibility back to America, and we're glad you guys are on board for it.
And Texas seems to be
Angela Keaton from she actually is Florida. Do you know what happened to know her? She's a Florida libertarian activist.
Not offhand, no.
Anyway, I thought you guys might have known her. But
we know that the Texas is just chock full of libertarians from what we can tell.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and I want you guys to speak to this, okay? Because a lot of people who listen to the show, they're not necessarily libertarians, but they're constitutionalists. They love the Bill of Rights.
Same here.
They love the Constitution. But part of the thing when you get into libertarianism is that it's not really consistent in a total conservative philosophy. For instance, they'll be pro-abortion or, for free trade. But they'll support crony capitalism, which isn't free trade, which isn't really free. And
wait, what is crony capitalism?
Crony capitalism is giving business to your friends.
Mercantilism, neo-mercantilism.
Or the good old boy network.
Uh-huh. All right, well, hang on. Actually, Ghetto, you've got some good issues. We can't address them right now because we need to take a moment for the paying the bills. So, Ghetto, hang on. We want to come back to you. 800-259-9231. And welcome, I guess, to... It's what sounded like a network of six or seven radio stations in Texas. We'll get more details on that. Radio Free Austin and what sounds like Radio Free Texas.
Now we're on over 20.
Absolutely. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. What beautiful markings. Wide streaks of yellow gold and platinum white. Ah, don't think Van Gogh or Pollock, because when I come back, I'll paint a different picture.
Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. Broad bands of gold and platinum, some solid, some dashed, may conjure thoughts of expensive framed wall art, but I'm talking about the yellow and white of wider road markings. A recent Higher Highway Safety Standard survey suggests that increasing the current 4-inch wide norm may help to reduce the 42,000 annual crash-related deaths reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In New Jersey, Florida, and Montana, where brightened center and side markings are now 6 to 8 inches, costly crashes are reduced, especially in areas of narrow or no shoulders, and a significant number of older drivers. Now that's a way to stripe it rich. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting, so be sure you go in and dig that. It's our digital playground, the online version of the show, if you will. You get to interact with us and hundreds of other listeners at freetalklive.com. And apparently, we have a bunch of new listeners out there tonight, according to Geta, who is on the line with us from Austin, Texas. Geta has explained to us that we are apparently now on what's called the Radio Free Austin Network, and you're claiming there are six or seven radio stations involved here, Geta?
They're all over Texas. There are probably about seven to eight cities: Gonzales, the Bastrop, Kerrville, San Antonio, Austin.
So there's somebody there got wind of our show and decided to plug us into their lineup.
Sweet,
which is exciting. Because you guys, how long has Radio Free Austin been on the air?
Oh, it's been on for about like 2 years, year and a half now, probably. Yeah.
Now you're
it's a standalone micro broadcast network. Brought to people in the public interest, and we're basically bringing people liberty and an alternative voice in the corporate controlled media network. You know,
excellent. Right. Now you had asked, you had a bunch.
I'm on a local station, a local community radio station. But I love Radio Free. I'm not really affiliated with them, but I listen to them all the time. They're my favorite radio.
Cool. Well, we're glad you clued us into that.
I'm with LiberatedSpace.com is my network, and it's a good libertarian. Program. Angela Keaton was actually the founder of LiberatedSpace.com.
That sounds familiar.
She's from Florida. She's a big-time party activist. You've probably seen her. If you go to the website, you'll probably recognize her because she's also a model, et cetera,
wow.
et cetera.
We but like those kind of libertarians. We need
more
of those.
She's an anarcho-capitalist, although I'm more of a...
Way cool.
I guess I'm a little L libertarian myself.
Manwich would describe himself as a little L.
I would call myself a little L libertarian.
I'm definitely leaning more towards the anarcho-capitalist route.
I'll ask the purity test. Do you think that that there should be crack available through vending machines on the public street?
We both do.
Only if the market says
now,
so.
Now, this is public streets.
I don't think there should be public streets.
Oh, good call, Geta. Good call.
Now, in his case, he doesn't believe in public streets. I do. I think that
I actually believe in public streets. That's what makes me the little L.
Same here.
Now, you'll get along with Manwich very well.
I'm willing to compromise.
You wanted a little bit of history on the show, and like Manwich said, it's the show about the callers, the show about the listeners. We want to focus on what's going on with you. But we've been doing the show for over 2 years. We started here in Tampa Bay. And I have been a libertarian activist for many, many years. And, Manwich, you met me, and you were a conservative at the time. And
right.
then you sort of started
I didn't know what a libertarian was. I mean, I thought it sounded like liberal to me.
I'm a paleoconservative, actually, you know.
And so then we got this show, and then we moved around to a few different stations, and now we're syndicated, and here we are on Radio Free Austin. So there's the history of the show. But the most important thing is we want to keep doing this program, and we want to keep bringing it to people six nights a week here on Free Talk Live. And we've got a huge internet presence at freetalklive.com. So,
I got the hot button question for you guys. And
okay.
This is very divisive in this. We call it the freedom movement because we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats. We're basically for the Constitution, and that could, some people don't like libertarians, but they still don't like Republicans or Democrats, and they're still pro Bill of Rights and pro Constitution.
Absolutely.
So the question is, I guess, a really, really divisive question, especially Texas being a border state, the issue of immigration.
Hopefully this isn't going to get us kicked off. Hopefully this isn't going to get kicked off the network after night number one. We actually touched on this earlier this week, and it is a sensitive issue. And I think that most people that talk about it, at least on the radio, don't really address it from the right direction. They really don't address it from a pro-freedom aspect. They're either, oh, I don't like those immigrants, or I don't like this, and they're taking our jobs. Well, actually, if we did get back to liberty in this country, if we did get back to the Constitution, that would mean the complete elimination of welfare. Now, nobody listening who considers themselves a libertarian, constitutionalist, conservative could possibly disagree with eliminating welfare, right?
Correct. Yeah?
Okay,
yes.
So we're in agreement there. So if we get rid of welfare, then that is going to eliminate one of the two types of immigrants. The way I see it, you've got two types of immigrants that come across the border. Type number one is the welfare sucker, the person who's coming over here to just live off of the teat of government and to make us all more impoverished as a result.
Hey, I hear if I go to America that they'll take care of me and I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, there's that kind. We don't want that kind of immigrant coming here.
Gold here.
See, we don't want that kind of immigrant coming here, and it's the welfare that attracts them. So if we get rid of welfare, that kind of immigrant not going to have any incentive to come here, and then we'll only be left with the immigrants that made this country what it is. It made this country great, and those are the ones that are coming here to work hard for their families so they can earn a good living and have opportunities and live in a free nation. And what's wrong with that?
Well, I agree. I think we should hate the game and not the player in the game, because these people, I mean, they just want a better life for themselves, but
right.
They get vilified by a lot of these, you know, and a lot of the times it comes across as just blatant racism. And it's really not about that, you know. And they confuse the issue of national sovereignty. And could you explain what the purpose of borders are for, in your view?
It's so that we don't have to. It's so that the Mexican government doesn't put taxes on me.
Yeah, so Mexico knows where they stop. Where they stop and freedom starts, basically.
That's it, man.
I mean, borders to me sound like, you know, they sound like something dangerous for freedom, honestly. But, you know, I don't see how free immigration is going to hurt anybody if there's no, besides the possibility of bringing on new diseases. But I think that's something we just have to sort of watch out for. I think that we have to vaccinate for that.
The free market can come up with that. I mean, that's not a problem.
I don't think that that's as big of an issue. I don't see how it hurts anybody.
Could you explain to people, like, they talk about CAFTA and how CAFTA is a total Trojan horse, and they try and push it off as it's free market, but it's really government control.
Anything that,
government,
whether it be NAFTA, CAFTA, or GATT, anything with multiple letters in, you know, multiple letters like that created by a government is anything but free trade. Free trade is the absence of government regulation.
That's the big lie they're pushing on everybody, though. They're telling people CAFTA is free trade when it's really not.
Right.
A
well, if you have to write tomes and tomes of law in order to have free trade, there's something wrong there. There's something seriously wrong there. I don't know if it's tomes and tomes, but even if it's 50 pages, it's way too long. Free trade is get rid of the regulations, get rid of the controls, and let people decide who they want to do business with.
You know, I heard you guys promoting the Free State Project, and that's great, but man, it's too cold up there.
Tell me about it. I'm Florida born and raised, man. It was not an easy decision to join the Free State Project, but it seems like the best. It really does seem like the best option.
You know, and I like the idea.
It's a great idea, but, man, living up there, it's especially for being from Texas, Central Texas and all that, it's 95 degrees today, you know?
I'm Florida born, and I think it hit the 90s here in Florida, too. And, you know, it was the one thing that really kind of stuck in my craw about the whole Free State Project was moving someplace above the Mason-Dixon line and that it snows. Ice falls from the sky. It's like a crazy concept. But I decided for freedom and for liberty, I was willing to make that sacrifice.
Can you imagine?
So you're committed?
Oh, yeah. We're every show host on here, and there's five total show hosts, including the rotating ones, are all Free State Project members.
Well, when do y'all have to meet up there?
Oh, there's no have to necessarily. The agreement is that once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 members, and we're at about 33% of that right now, over 6,000 members, once we reach 20,000, then there's a 5-year period in which everyone has to move. I mean, if you something tragic happens and you can't go, they're not going to take you to court over it.
No, I hope not.
Get a great call. Call us again sometime, and we definitely appreciate you cluing us into our new affiliates there.
Thanks. Keep fighting.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We love new affiliates.
Hell yeah.
And if you're out there listening, you want to chime in, you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the thing about Free Talk Live. You control the topic. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. As you scroll through, you'll find there's a couple different voting links to websites like podtower.com where you can go help us out and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Again, grab up the archives, totally free. No membership fees or any of that junk at freetalklive.com. So if you missed a moment or you're a caller, for instance, you want to hear yourself because you really can't listen to yourself while you're on the air. But if you
we really discourage that.
Yeah, if you want to be vain and listen to yourself, by all means, go right ahead.
I know I would.
Indulge yourself at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them. Toll free, 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We actually just discovered, just this hour, that we're on a huge network of radio stations in Texas.
I am so psyched by that.
And huge. I say huge. I mean, 6 or 7 stations. That's huge for Free Talk.
That's a nice jump.
So we appreciate whoever it was that made the decision to put us on there. And we were talking to Geta, who was kind of a little bit I had a little bit of trepidation about the whole New Hampshire idea, the Free State Project, moving to New Hampshire. It's a little chilly up there, I guess. But I got to say, I went to the great state of Texas back probably about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Went there for my cousin's wedding up in the Dallas area. And it was, I think, probably the January range of time in the year. And it was really cold.
Yeah, that's cold for a Florida boy.
Right.
Right. You know, when you start getting away from the water where, you know, it holds a little more heat.
Yeah.
And
it's probably really warm down in the south part of Texas.
I think Dallas is probably north of Tallahassee. It's just a guess.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. Dallas is in the northern part of the state.
Okay.
Of Texas.
I've been to Texas many times, but yeah, that does sound cold.
I think it's the northeastern part, but man, it was brutal compared to what we get down here.
I think the closest thing that in Texas to where we are in Tampa Bay is like Corpus Christi.
Right.
And I don't have any idea what Corpus Christi is like, but it's pretty similar as far as latitude-wise.
Well, there you go. So big thanks to Radio Free Austin for picking us up. Let's move on, man, which the draft. Something that we have focused on periodically from time to time throughout the years on this show because there have been rumblings here and there, and you know there's been little indicators that have kind of been pointing towards the draft.
And draft to me seems very anti-freedom.
Oh
the,
yeah,
the draft to me it's conscription, it's slavery.
And
if I don't do
is.
What the government tells me to do, then I'm going to go to jail in this particular case. And I just don't feel like in a free country that a draft should exist.
It's the antithesis of what this country stands for. Well, anyway, we could go down the laundry list of different things that have pointed towards the draft, but let's simplify it. We're running out of troops.
Yeah.
That's probably the number one most, the number one reason for people reconsidering this draft.
Sure.
We cannot, the military, I don't know if the...
Forget freedoms, the ends justifies the means here.
I don't think the Air Force and the Navy are having trouble, but the Marines and the Army are having some serious issues recruiting.
It is difficult to get some bullet catchers out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sign up for, cannon fodder duty.
In fact, we just found a report just as of a few days ago, that showed that the Army apparently reduced their goal. They reduced the amount that they were supposed to get. They were supposed to be getting 8,000 in the month of May, and they dropped it to 6,000-something.
That's
and
a good drop.
They still missed their goal. They still only hit 75% of their goal.
So it's either stop fighting in Iraq, or...
Which is the sensible thing to do.
Or let's start drafting people.
And we all know what the military wants to do. Or not necessarily the military, but the administration. The military probably doesn't want it. I mean, the military, they don't want people who don't want to be there.
Who wants
really
to fight
don't.
Along some guy who has to be there.
Right. It's the government, it's the people in power that have an interest here. They've got the interest because they are the ones that took us there in the first place, and they want to stay. They've said there's no end in sight. Oh, as soon as Iraq's people are trained and can defend themselves.
It's
well, that's
long,
not coming anytime soon.
This is a long war, hard work.
Is that what they said?
No, that sounds like President Bush.
It does.
It?
You had me fooled. So now let's get into this. This is from, Greg Szymanski. A House bill to reinstate the draft finally made its way to the Armed Services Committee, where a vote is expected only after President Bush decides whether he is for or against conscription. Bush has failed to make clear how he plans to restock the Army in light of dwindling recruiting numbers. Meanwhile, Congress is reluctant to make a decision due to the draft's unpopularity with voters. A White House spokesman said Bush has, quote, always firmly opposed the draft. But many insiders now believe Bush will have to reassess the issue in light of the Army's failed recruiting efforts. Emily Milne, a spokesperson for Representative Charles Rangel, Democrat from New York, who sponsored the controversial draft bill, said, "This is the type of bill that no one likes to touch without a consensus of all branches of government." Now, Milne, the spokesperson for Rangel, said, "The draft is especially unpopular now because of the mounting death toll in Iraq. Representative Rangel is, of course, opposed to the war, but believes that if we're going to have to fight it, then the military should have enough soldiers to do the job properly." That's the change. We've reported on Mr. Rangel's statements before in regards to the draft.
Right. He wanted the draft so that the rich senator's sons would have to go fight along with everybody else.
He claimed, and again, he put this bill forward during the last election, 2004. It was voted down 400-2.
Thank God.
He even voted against his own legislation, which really shows you how much of a slime ball this guy is. He gave the reason that, yeah, like you said, we need to equalize the military, we need to have rich people in there alongside the poor, And his goal, his so-called goal for reinstating the draft, was to get rid of the draft permanently. Huh? It didn't make sense to me then, and now he's totally changing his tune. We'll come back, focus a little bit more on
liar,
this.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. So we'll find out what really Charles Rangel thinks coming up. 800-259-9231. The draft. It is Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. If you want to get on the air, though, now's the time to call. Because we're almost done. We're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
But we do it six nights a week, so you can always get more Free Talk Live. Of course, Monday through Friday from, actually, Monday through Saturday now from 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're consistent now, Manwich.
Yeah.
There you go. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the Shrine of Female Listeners. You'll get the updates as well as the archives, the bulletin board system, streaming, and much, much more. It's all on the house. At freetalklive.com. Talking about the draft, again, the winds are blowing. In this case, from Representative Charles Rangel, who apparently is pretty good at blowing hot air because he's full of it. In this case, as you may know, if you've been paying any attention to the draft, Charles Rangel, the guy that put together the draft bill last year during the election season, it was voted down 400-2. He voted against his own legislation, which really shows you, again, the honor this guy has. He put this forward with this crazy explanation of, well, if we pass draft legislation and we make it difficult for if we make it so that the rich people can't evade the draft, then the public opinion will mount against the draft, and they'll demand that it be abolished forever.
Hmm.
It seemed a little circular and a little loopy to me at the time, and now he's completely abandoned that line of, of thinking. Now...
Or thinking.
Thinking, yeah. Now he says... The draft is his representative that's saying it. The draft is especially unpopular now because of the mounting death toll in Iraq. Representative Rangel is, of course, opposed to the war, but he believes if we're going to have to fight it, then the military should have enough soldiers to do the job properly. Now it's just...
Are the Republicans paying this guy?
It must be. Rangel, originally in favor of the draft in order that the rich and poor equally share the burden of the war, now feels the draft may also become a necessity due to the Army's difficulty in meeting the recruiting goals. So much for all the lofty goals of repealing the draft with the draft, however that's supposed to work. Now it's just, well, looks like I need to help the Army recruit. Looks like they're just having such a tough time. We have to pass this draft legislation for completely different reasons now.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, he's right in lockstep in with the administration in this particular case now. There's not even any sort of loopy plan that he has anymore. Now he's just coming right out and saying, we need a draft.
Yep.
And so he's going to once again put forth this legislation. And now that it's not election season, you can guarantee the results are going to be a little bit different than 400-2 against this legislation. The Army's having
hopefully it won't pass, but I'll bet you the margins are a lot smaller.
But this is... Why wouldn't it pass? The Republicans are in control of the Senate and the House. You've got bipartisan support, and you know President Bush, he loves things that are bipartisan. He'll sign any old thing that's in front of his desk, and of course he would sign draft legislation.
Absolutely.
He's not going to have to be reelected. Of course, if the new legislation that's proposing the repeal of the 22nd Amendment goes through and passes, then he will have to be concerned about that, because that's right. The 22nd Amendment is the one that imposes term limits on the president.
And they're going to repeal that.
Somebody wants to repeal that. As a matter of fact, it's George Sensenbrenner, the same jerk that's going to try and push the snitch law on us, force us all to snitch on our neighbors.
A little over 200 years ago, we got rid of King George. Now we're going to bring him back.
That's what that literally is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Is this scaring you yet? Hope so. We're going to come back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. It has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Monday through... Did I say 7 to 9? I meant Central Time. We're Monday through Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock at night, Eastern Time. Join us for every single moment, and join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8.
U.S. Gold.